Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Welcome to a Tuesday edition of the Weekly Conversation. This Tuesday on the conversation, we're talking about the Florida shooting, what happened, and one of my favorite all-time guys, Rob Reiner. Oh, he's just great. I loved him up until he started dissing on GOP. I'm just kidding. I never liked that. I hate the guy, but he's calling for an end to Trump's presidency, and then they had a lie-in for gun reform in D.C. with kids that didn't look like they were old enough to even vote or anything. But where were all these people when Kate Steinle was killed by a gun? Where was all the outrage when that Colts player was killed by an illegal third agenda? And there's something that's going on with this that no one's talking about, folks. They're not talking. It's if you ever saw the movie Courageous, you know what I mean. Also, the owners of Elders Antiques in St. Louis wanted to show their support for Backing the Blue, and they were threatened with posts that said, you know, no pig supporters here and all this stuff. And I want to get into it because there are some people that support what they did, but there are people that say, hey, if you look at that, they have an actual American flag that's red, white, and blue, and then they have like the back the blue stripe through it, and there are people say that that is defacing the American flag, period, no matter what it supports, whether it's a conservative supporting thing or a liberal supporting thing, you shouldn't do it. It should be something like a separate flag. So I'll get into my thoughts on all that. Oh, wow. Also, I don't know if you saw the NBA All-Star Game and Fergie's rendition of the National Anthem, and I want to get into that because that is bringing lots of news. Also, I want to get into my thoughts on Tim Tebow as he may play in the major leagues with the Mets. Not much, much more. So welcome to the conversation that I hope you feel a part of, folks. I hope you do. Proverbs 28:8. He guards the path of the just and protects those who are faithful to him. Think about that as you're going through your day to day and whenever you're listening to this program, folks. And as you know, we're still dealing with the aftermath of the Florida shooting, and I want to get into that in just a little bit, but I want to get into something that's near and dear to my heart. As many of you know, I deal with celiac disease, and I love floating. I have a myopathy, so I do the saltwater floating where they have the pods and you float and you do all that stuff, and it's great because you sit there and you float on top in the water. Oh, it's incredible. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, okay, amazing. And I go to Guitar Center because I had a bunch of gift cards. And what am I going to buy? And I got a little Fender Mini Twin amp. Runs on a 9-volt battery. Pretty cool. Pretty cool. And I got a case for my Merlin. And my wife's like, well, I got gift cards. Let's go to Cheesecake Factory. I'm like, oh, okay, whatever. I don't really want to go, but what the hell? She got gift cards, so let's do it. So we went there, and I thought they had a gluten-free menu. But they, oh, if it says on the menu, make it your own, we can do it gluten-free, and there are certain things we can change, if you know, depending on whatever. But okay, I go through, and I'm like, yeah, I want this four cheese pasta. And we ate when we had to get home because I wanted to take a break before we went to go see Mercy Me and 10th Avenue North. And by the time I got home, I wasn't feeling that great. And dinner time, you know, enjoy the concert, and halfway through, I'm feeling like death warmed over. And next day, I feel like death warmed over. So I called the restaurant, and well, normally when I get a receipt, because I work in the business, if you get a printed receipt, that you're gonna, okay, yeah, you owe $23.45, okay? It'll have on there whatever, anything you ate and any adaptations. And well, the adaptations just come back to the kitchen. The adaptations don't print out on your receipt, okay? Because my pasta didn't say it was gluten-free. And I said it was a tubular shape like this, like a rigatoni or like a penne. He goes, it wasn't spiral. I said, nope. Found out they gave me the wrong pasta. So for 4 of my 7 days off that I took off, I was sick. So I'm going to try to work on that and try to get people educated that they should have a separate menu so that they know that, okay, if he's coming in and he's ordering off this separate menu, because they really can't do anything for me. So, but, you know. But plus, when I left, if I would have seen that in the beginning, I would have never ate there. They have like a gun with the line through it saying, I guess they don't allow guns. Like, so if a cop went in there, they'd probably tell him to go home. Yeah, I'm never going back to that restaurant again. But as I move on, folks, because the big thing in the news right now is the Florida shooting, and as you saw, the lion in D.C. for gun control and all this stuff. Well, first of all, we don't have because everyone wants sensible gun control, sensible gun laws. Well, we don't have sensible drug laws, folks. We have hardline drug laws. Hardline drug laws that say, okay, cocaine's illegal, heroin's illegal, meth's illegal, but it's still massively in this country. Okay, we haven't stopped marijuana, cannabis, whatever you want to call it, has been in this country since its inception. Since the Marijuana Stamp Act of 37, it hasn't stopped it. It's still here. They haven't gotten rid of it. They haven't done anything. Okay? Hasn't done a thing. Gun laws aren't the answer, folks. You don't want to do anything to those poor, innocent kids. Well, where were you when Kate Steinle was murdered by a gun used by an illegal? Where was the outrage from the liberals? There wasn't one iota of outrage. Where was Black Lives Matter when that Colts player was killed by an illegal, a black player? There would have been, I guarantee you, there would have been a million people in Indiana, near Indianapolis, going AWOL if it would have been a white person that had killed that Colts player. I guarantee you, but because he wasn't illegal, you know, it's a selective thing. What you don't realize and what people aren't talking about is this. In the last 15 years, the massive school shootings or shootings in general, seven of the nine people were fatherless, grew up in a fatherless home. In 1960, 5% of people were born out of wedlock. Now, the number is almost, it's 40%. 40%. There's no discipline in this world. Did I want to act up in the store? Yeah. Did I do it? No. If I wanted to pick something up, my dad would smack my hand. Ah! Are you going to buy it? Then don't touch. Well, how do you got the money for it? No, that's why I was going to pick it up and put it in your hands and hope you pay for it. If I wasn't going to buy it, guess what? Don't touch it. We had discipline. It's a different society we live in. You know, like I've said before, if the bus driver would have had to drop me off a 5 blocks from home, my mom would have been like, I work for the school. Tell me why the bus driver had to drop you off, because I'm going to talk to the transportation supervisor and she's going to tell me exactly why the bus driver dropped you off. And if you lie to me, culera, I'm going to beat you. Okay. We were just horsing. Oh, you're horsing around. Okay, I'm going to call. You better have been horsing around, and that's because if you lie to me, now, if you were dropped off 5 blocks from home, the parent would be calling the school demanding why the bus driver dropped them off. I want him written up. He should be fired. I didn't want my parents to find out if I got in trouble at school. That's why I didn't get in trouble at school. Now, if a kid gets in trouble, I want my parents on the phone right now. Mom, call the attorney. We're suing. I want no matter how effed up your kid is, you're going to side with them, not the teacher, not the school. There's no discipline. A teacher can't. I know somebody, and I can't get into the names or anything, but patted a kid on the back. Second grade teacher patted a kid on the back. Day, the parent came in, the kid saying that he was abused sexually, So what did this person do? Okay, I'm going to have my attorney write up a letter and you're going to sign it stating that a kid will die. I will never touch another student ever. If a kid dies, he dies. And it's going to be sent home to the parents. If a kid collapses, I'm not going to lay a hand on him. I'm not going to touch him. If he dies, he dies. We live in a totally different society. Like my friends who left the kids in the car, went to go 500 feet or less. Bam. Yeah. $5 on pump 4. You're not going to leave your kids in the car. You're not going to ban your... And this lady threatened to call the police saying she was abandoning her kids when all she wanted to do was quick run inside to take 4 kids out of her car just to go in and put 5... Man, I would have told that lady what time it was. I said, ma'am, if you want me to call the police... What are you doing? I'm calling the police. You're harassing me. Yeah, I want to press charges. I mean, I don't get it. My mom will leave me in the car, go inside the Kmart, and shop. Now you couldn't do that. Now my mom would be thrown in jail for half the stuff she did. But I'm the man I am because of what she did. Not now. You have all these like teenagers. You need to ban guns. Give me a freaking break. Yeah, we need to ban drugs too. I mean, we need to get them off the street. When criminals want guns banned, that's saying something. Barack Obama could have done it. He ain't going to do it. The problem you have with sensible gun legislation, I've said this before. I said this when Barack Obama was president. They want sensible gun legislation. The reason why they want sensible gun legislation, because they know it's not going to work. And then when it doesn't work, we need to strengthen the gun laws even more because the sensible laws didn't work. If you support sensible gun laws, I've shut people up. Okay, well, how do you think that's going to solve anything? Because we don't have sensible drug laws. We have, drugs are banned. Cocaine is banned. But it is in this country by the millions of kilos every day. There are hundreds of millions of kilos of cocaine in this country right now. How can there be? It's illegal. How can it be? It's been found in solitary confinement prison cells. How can that be? It's illegal. It's banned. Methamphetamine is banned. How is it mass produced in this country? They want a sensible gun legislation. That way, it doesn't work, and then they can slowly keep adding it until they have total gun control. if you think sensible gun laws are going to work, they don't have sensible gun laws in Chicago. They have strict gun laws. Same thing in Detroit. And it's not done. It's made it worse. It's sort of like, well, as soon as you, I guarantee you, as soon as you legalize marijuana, violence is going to go up, crime is going to go up, it's going to be, wow. It's going to be prepared. What other states are seeing, hey, wow, we've legalized it in Colorado and Washington State 100%. And guess what? Everything that the government lied to you about, if you legalize coke, marijuana, let's say, all this violence, all this stuff, it hasn't gotten worse. It's actually been the exact opposite. Usage with teens has gone down. We need to legalize all drugs and bring the usage down like we have tobacco. I mean, no offense to anyone that smokes, but I don't think anyone sit there and go, can't wait to get this pack of Marlboro Reds and write them up. I need my vitamin C. I don't know anyone that smoked thinking they were good for them. It's not like someone's going to sit there, thank God they legalized heroin. Now I can finally shoot up. Kidding me? But, hey. Fathers play an important role in this society, and we don't even talk about them. That's why they join gangs and get into all this stuff, because they're trying to find a sense of belonging. You know, when they don't have a, when it's kind of like, hey, my father abandoned me, what am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do? Where am I supposed to go? You know, if fathers just did what they were supposed to do, half the problems we face on the street wouldn't be there, because they wouldn't go to a gang to try to get a sense of family, a sense of ownership, a sense of fatherhood, a sense of, hey, this guy's my in my gang, and he's like a brother to me, he's like a dad to me. This is kind of very new, and this is kind of something that's interesting. President Trump on today basically directed Attorney General Jeff Sessions to craft new legislation to ban modifiers, including bump stocks used in Las Vegas massacre. Sure. I mean, he is. But, so, you know, President Trump threw the leftists a bone. Let them ban bump stocks. If a bump stock shuts up liberal leftists, besides, you know, we'll see if it does anything. That ain't going to do much, because they're never going to support Trump no matter what. Unless Trump came out and said, okay, I'm going to take away the Second Amendment. And then they'd probably still find some way to bitch at him. I just would love to ask a liberal, what would it take? What would it take for a liberal to say, hey, I was wrong about Trump? This is interesting. The father of a Florida school shooting victim was lambasted on Twitter after he was photographed wearing a Trump 2020 shirt while he searched for his daughter, whom he later found out died in the bloodbath. Because I even had friends that go, well, just wait till one of your family members dies from a gun, you'll see. I said, wow, I lost a best friend from drinking and driving. I've never been in support. Would I ever be in support of banning alcohol? Ever. Never. Never. He knew he was too drunk to drive and let his best friend drive, his other buddy, and didn't realize that his other friend was drunk. And I've had to live with the fact that One guy had a sprained wrist and the other guy went through the windshield and was killed. Tech supporters not welcome. Missouri business faces backlash over pro-police flag. This is very interesting. There's a Missouri-owned business who has been threatened and harassed after putting up a pro-law enforcement flag was on Fox and Friends Monday morning to share her story. Sherry Elder, and who is the owner of the Elder's Antiques in St. Louis, said that she just wanted to show her support for police officers. That's why she put the flag in the window. And she got lots of disapproval and backlash from doing it. The flag's been since taken down. And she's been getting threats and all this. And, you know, pig supporters not welcome. Flag goes down or you go down. The message read, and that was after the flag's been taken down. And there's been actual, some people that said since it was an actual American flag, but where one of the white stripes is, it's actually blue. And they said, well, it doesn't matter what it supports, you're defacing the American flag. You know, because there is a back to blue flag where it's black. It's like the American flag, but it's all black and it has a blue stripe. You know, so. I back the blue. I've actually been in a back the blue event. Do see, but I don't think a real American flag with the blue on there. Now you should do, there should be another flag that's for back the blue, you know, because I do, the American flag is the American flag. I wouldn't want to see Trump where the stars are like they did with Obama. I was given that flag. Because that lady that had that Obama American flag, it was like an American flag where it had Obama on it. That's disrespecting the American flag. Period. You know? She should have the right to back the blue and not be threatened. But you're talking in an area close to where people... Oh, he had his hands up. You know, those people that... He had his... No, he didn't. He did not have his... All the police... Oh, that's a lie. You actually believe it? They actually were going to arrest people in contempt because... You want to change your story? Because... The evidence we have hasn't even been released yet, and the evidence does not back what you're telling me. The evidence you have does not back what you're telling me. So you're lying to it. Oh, well, no, we just heard people saying, and we just said what they said. We didn't see anything. Oh. That's how that goes. Oh. Monkey see, monkey do, but you didn't see. You're just doing what everyone else is doing. It's like those people that, what did you think of Donald Trump's Gettysburg Address? they are hilarious in one respect, but my wife's like, but that's sad. Like, who was the first president? A couple of people didn't get it. Some people did, you know, like, who's the 16th president? Who was the second president? John Adams. You know, I don't know them all, but who is the 50th president? 50th president. That was, let me see here. 50th president. That is Donald Trump Jr. Because we haven't had the 50th president yet. But, you know, that's how the cookie crumbles sometimes. I mean, you should know basic stuff, like Abraham Lincoln was the 16th president. He was a Republican who freed the slaves. Wow. But as we move on, folks. You know, we need to come together. There was a time when we came together and we did stuff together. I mean, because there's evidence, I don't know if you heard about this, but there's evidence that, like, there were Russians that were hacking people's social security numbers and stuff and got information enough to buy, like, ad time on Facebook and stuff, and Russian people did this. And Facebook is going to rely on centuries-old technology and preventing foreign election meddling through the post office. That really wasn't meddling. All they, you know, it'd be just like saying, okay, having Germany put pro-Obama ads up. No one would have a problem if they thought, if it was during Obama's election and there was proof that Germany was buying, people in Germany were stealing our identities and then spending money getting Facebook ads for pro-Obama. They wouldn't have a problem with it. But because I voted for Trump because he's what I believe in. It had nothing to do with Russia, or they didn't have any influence on my voting. That's the problem. Like I told someone, I said, you know, what scared me was, you know, because there's this post like, you know, well, Trump, you know, like I'm a Canadian and I couldn't believe that, you know, that Obama, who is a socialist and he was a Muslim and all this stuff, he was trying to destroy your country and you praised him. And now that you have a president that wants to help your country, you're against him. And I'm like, and then I told people this before. I said, my mom said the same. She goes, like when Obama beat John McCain and they had that night when he gave the speech in Chicago, mom goes, did you notice something about that night? And I said, it scared me. And she goes, what scared you? The fact that they weren't chanting USA, USA. They were chanting Obama, like he's like Jesus Christ. Like, Obama, Obama. You know, like the North Korean dictator. What? When Trump was announced the president, that he had won the election, what did they do? They said, Trump, Trump, USA, USA, USA. And they just kept chanting USA, USA, USA. They weren't chanting. It wasn't like Trump, 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 Trump. I think a couple people said Trump, Trump, and then it went right to USA, USA, because it's not about us. Well, actually, it is about us. It's not about Trump. It's not about Trump, Trump, Trump. Am I going to blow smoke up his butt for everything he does? No. But there's a difference. That's what people don't realize. You had Barack Obama and John McCain. Well, they're both going to run the same 100-meter dash. Someone's just going to get to the finish line faster. They're both going to take us to the same spot. You know, we need to wake up. That's what I try to do with this show, wake people up and say, hey, hello, McFly. Wake up. You know, it's the stupidity in this country. These kids that, you know, everybody who's asked who the first president is should be able to tell you. But then when you ask people like, what is Memorial Day for? What we're doing Memorial Day? Yeah, we're out celebrating the lives of the dead surfers. You know, who's the 60th? But that's easy. That is Donald Trump Jr. The 50th hadn't even happened yet, so. hold your Clydesdales. But they don't, like, Abraham Lincoln was the 16th president. Adams was the second. My favorite president was RFK. Reagan was my favorite president. Yeah. Reagan was an amazing president. He put, he played golf until a lady almost got killed when he got shot at. So he refused to play golf anymore. But to think that Facebook is going to try to do this post office postcard thing to try to stop meddling. See, Facebook, they would have no problems with this meddling if it was questioning whether or not it was helping the Democrats. You know, if this meddling was helping Hillary Clinton, they wouldn't care. But because they think, even if they were putting pro-Trump stuff out there, what difference does it make? If you don't like, the majority of people were going to vote for Trump no matter what, or vote for Hillary no matter what. The majority of them. I would say maybe 5% or 6% of the people weren't really sure. I do know several people that didn't want either of them. Well, I don't want Trump, but, oh God, Hillary's worse. I don't think there was that much in terms of meddling where people are like, oh, you know, I don't think it affected anything. I voted because of what he said, what he did, not what a Facebook post said. And that's how it is. I mean, that's how it has to be, you know. I mean, you can't, I'm sorry, but there's not, you can't really say that would affect anything. And I would have to say this, that if those ads would only help a conservative president, because Democrats wouldn't even know the running mate, wouldn't know anything about him anyway, so. Goes, you know. And that's what gets me. I don't see, if you like Hillary Clinton, great, but, I mean, I don't know how. Well, if you like Barack Obama, that's great, but how? I mean, when it's these people that couldn't even say their running mate that already voted. That's the problem we have in this country. Because I guarantee you, mark my words, I've said it before and I'll say it again. Liberals for 2020 are going to try to get someone in there that people are just going to vote for. So they don't have to worry. Okay, she's a woman. They're going to vote for her because she's black and they're black, and she's a woman and they're a woman. There's, as the data will show you, the black turnout for Hillary Clinton wasn't any good. And I don't know how they're going to fare in 20, and they're going to have to do that in 2020, because there's already blacks out there that feel like, well, the Democrat Party's abandoning me for illegals. Abandoning you. They never were in your corner in the first place. They were basically the tobacco industry trying to get you hooked on cigarettes. They're trying to get you hooked in this Democratic society to where, okay, well, let's get them on programs. Let's get them hooked up. Let's get them to where they need us. Well, wait a minute, man. I can't survive without this program. You got to get me any more help. Well, if you reelect me, I'll get you more programs. And then, well, you guys got to keep reelecting me over and over again so I can stay in D.C. So you can keep your programs. Oh, yeah, well, yeah, remember, folks, remember you Democrats who rely on me, We need to tear down that wall. We can't build that wall. I know I've got a 20-foot wall around my mansion. I know you want food stamps and I'm eating on gold plates, but hey, just keep electing me. I gotta share this story. This is cool. A group of soldiers from the U.S. Army gave a 9-year-old boy with autism a special birthday visit because he loves the military. And he had like a, he always wears like an army uniform and all this stuff. And they gave him like an award and, you know, for his birthday. And they went and played like, they had like those Nerf guns. They shoot the little like arrow things. There's little like those little foam dart things. Oh, that's just, he was on cloud nine. That's why I do this show, you know, because of people like that, you know, that say, hey, let's, he ain't our son, but look at him. Let's give back, you know, that's what this nation was brought up on, helping each other, being there for other people. Oh, wow. I am now a fan of it. This is cool, and I'm bad with names, so bear with me, but Big Bang Theory star Johnny Galecki, whatever, I can't even pronounce his last name, Galecki, it's Galecki, is taking a leap of faith with his new show, Living Biblically.
Making fun of the preview. I've seen the preview.
Hopes to inspire conversations about faith.
I've seen the preview.
Well, hey. I haven't heard about it, and I thought maybe he might be supporting Christianity, but and if he was technically actually going to diss Christianity, I don't know if I could support the show. But then what do you expect from a show called The Big Bang? I mean, what do you expect it to be about Christianity? No, it's not. But hey, got about 19 minutes left in the program, folks. I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. And I hope you feel a part of it, and I hope you do. And this is awesome because President Trump on Tuesday turned a 2016 quote from then President Barack Obama against him on the ongoing battle over Russia interference in the elections, claiming it shows Democrats are using meddling as a belated excuse for losing. Well, of course they lost. I mean, they can't just say, hey, we lost. We rigged an election and we lost. We took a candidate that was guaranteed to win and we switched it with Hillary Clinton and we lost. We paid people to throw away Trump ballots and we lost. We paid people to protest and we lost. They did everything they could to rig the election and they lost. Get over it. There is no serious person out there who would suggest somehow that we could even rig America's election. There's no evidence that has happened in the past or will happen this time. So I'd invite Mr. Trump to stop whining and make his case to get votes. That's what Barack Obama said, that, you know, there's no proof that there's rigging of the election. There's no proof of this. And then when Trump wins, oh, he was rigging the election. He had Russia involved in all this. They never thought, no one thought Trump would win. So they were like, oh, well, you know, this whole nonsense of these videos of people who were throwing away Trump votes. And then when they found out they were on camera, they were covering their face and taking off. Oh, there's no such thing as rigging the election except for if he wins. Then he had to rig it. No, we were just fed up of established politicians and wanted to try someone else. Give Trump a try and let's see what happens. It's either politics as usual or Trump. Well, let's see what Trump does. Wow. I don't know if any of you watched the NBA All-Star Game or saw Fergie's national anthem. But if you ever heard the "Happy Birthday, Mr. President," she had that kind of voice and sang the national anthem. I didn't think it was done negatively, put it that way. It's not like she was like screw America, I'm going to screw up the national anthem. She just sung it in that kind of "Happy Birthday, Mr. President" kind of voice, and there was a part where people are laughing. It's kind of, you know, but it's just hilarious because it's like I was expecting to have a Roseanne Barr national anthem, like really bad, awful. I mean, you can, yeah, it does have that "Happy Birthday, Mr. President" kind of sound to it, but it's, she didn't do it. That's just her style. She's always out there, you know. She was in the Black Eyed Peas. She's always did things her own way, and that wasn't bad. I mean, but just like it's, I kind of felt like there was like a Simpsons episode where they sung, or was it? I think it was the Simpsons where they sung the national anthem, and like it went on for like hours and hours or whatever. But it was just, you know, just like, okay. But it wasn't nothing that, I mean, that I would go, oh, it wasn't in any way, shape, or form negative in my opinion on what she did, but hey. I mean, I will say, though, I mean, she's always been kind of out there. I mean, even back in the days of Kids Incorporated. Yep. I mean, I liked Renee Sands better. I thought she was more beautiful, but, you know. Who? Oh. Because I think her and Renee Sands and someone else, Fergie, Renee Sands and someone else did like a trio one time, did an album. But, you know, I mean, but I think the funniest thing was at the end when she goes, "Let's play some basketball." You know, I mean, that was like funny to hell me. That's just who she is. I mean, at the NBA All-Star Game. Got about 13 minutes left in the program, folks. And I want to thank you so much for tuning in. And if you've been on planet, wherever you've been, Mars or whatever, what a Daytona 500. Holy cow. I really think, honestly, if William Byron, and he had a bunch of damage on his car, and I think he was having some tire, if he hadn't have gone down, no one would have caught Ryan Blaney. He was so far ahead. But to have the number 3 Austin Dillon win that race and to see the look on Richard Childress' face, it was just incredible. I mean, you know, just incredible. And to have someone like, and I guess somebody gave him a penny and he put it in his car just like Dale did. And you watch that race and it's just like the, you know, it's almost like, yep, they gave the number three. Yeah, when they gave Austin Dillon that number three, they I just got the vibe that Richard Childress was, yep, I did the right thing. He's gonna do that number proud. And it was incredible. I'm still not into that segment thing, but I love motorsports and I love NASCAR, so probably gonna have to suck it up if I wanna watch it. But it was just incredible to see the number three in victory lane, and you know Dale Sr.'s looking down going, that son of a bitch, it took me 20 years and he did it in two. Well, imagine what he thought of Trevor Bayne. Because I remember that year Trevor Bayne won. I was at Leeson Don's in Michigan, and I was watching the race, and I'm like, what did I tell you, Don? He goes, you told me, like, an unknown was going to win. Trevor Bayne, who is he? He's an unknown. I didn't know who was going to win. I just said it wasn't going to be a popular driver. And I'm not supposed to just question anyone out there. Maybe they have it easier. Because, okay, you take, put Jeff Gordon in that car right now. He's been there before they had all that safety stuff. When you just drove around with, like, harnesses on, you didn't have that, like, molded to your body seat that you sit in like you're a mummy and, you know, and you're, and you have these new kids that come in here that haven't, okay, I've only raced when they've had the segments. I've never been without it, so I don't know any other way. Where if you never raced when they had, when, if you've raced when they didn't have segments and now you're trying to adapt to, okay, this is how we used to race and this is what we used to do. Now we have to change our strategy because now we got to figure out how do we do this? Because now we have to figure out how we, okay, because the car is different than what it used to be. It's not the same. The style of racing, you know, and all these factors that you have to, okay, this is how we always race. Now, okay, with this person, like, I was not here when they didn't have segments. When there was no segments, I wasn't here, so I don't have to adapt to anything. I'm just trying to figure out how do you race in NASCAR, and I don't have to be like some of these older drivers that I raced when we didn't have all the safety equipment. I raced, you know, and this is all these different factors in the racing that have changed over the years. I don't have to try to fix, okay, well, this is how we used to race. This is how we race now. You know, I'm just having to focus on learning how we race now. I don't have to try to unlearn things of how we used to do it because now we can't do it like that anymore. But I was still in all, it was an incredible race. So, let me see, where the heck am I? Oh, wow. It's just hard to believe. It just seems like yesterday we were talking about the death of Dale Sr. and all this and Winston Cup, and now it's many years. It's 17 since he's passed, and, you know, his number's now with Austin Dillon, and he won, so it's just incredible. Moving on, folks. I'm trying to see if I can find this, but it's not coming up. Stuff on, oh, here it is. This is amazing, folks. If you didn't hear the great news on Monday, Wigan Athletic beat Man City 1-0 in the FA Cup. We beat Huddleston Field 2-0 and should have been a lot higher than that, but we didn't play. We played like crap. And it's just... But we won the game, but I mean, it should have been like a 4-0 game the way Huddleston Field is and how we are and the team we are. So you'll just have to wait and see because, what is it, Sunday we play. Sunday Manchester United plays Chelsea.
You Manchester United people can never be happy with
them. Well, it's like a crappy team that we should blow out of the water. Okay, a 2-0 win is like a loss because they're that bad. I'm not saying that, but okay, but it technically, well, yeah, well, we are taking the win, but when you look at how bad Huddleston Field is, we should have blown them out of the water. And it should have been a 4-0 victory. Because if we play like we did against them, against anyone else, Lord help us. I mean, what is the answer to United? Okay, let me see here, okay? As you will look at the table, Everton is 34 points. And they're not doing too bad, I will say. But it's just, I mean, the problem we have is, okay, what's up? Are we going to keep playing? Is he going to be there? There's so many questions. Why? I mean, I think when you look at United and when we take on Chelsea, I think we have to have Anthony Martial out there. If they, I'm afraid that we got that if Jose Mourinho got Sanchez in there to play in the position that Anthony Martial is playing, why did we take Sanchez? Anthony Martial is amazing. He is one of the best players in the Premier League right now. If we're going to have him play on the left or the right, we need to have Sanchez and Martial out there. Martial should never be on the bench to play Sanchez. If so, then why did we have him? I mean, and I hope it wasn't a, hey, I'm just going to go after him and, hey, guess what? Haha. Man City. Have fun. We got your player. You know, I mean, but if Fellaini ends up staying and signs 3 more years, there's 3 years, I don't think we'll have a title. As long as he's playing, you're as good as your weakest link. And he is a weak link. I mean, we are a development team. We take players in the under 21s and the academies and we move them up and we play them. Jose Mourinho has got to get used to playing young people. Not necessarily saying, okay, well, guess what, folks? I only want talented people. I only want like experience. I don't want to play. Well, then you shouldn't come to United because we are known for taking people in the academy and moving them up and then having them become amazing players. But that's how it works. You know, but Mourinho always wants experience over people that don't know what they're doing. And that's one of the things that, I mean, I think he's the right man for the job. I don't really care for him, but the thing that I don't really like about him is that fact that he wants experience. You know, we need to take players from down below and bring them up, like we've done for years and years and years. I want to thank you so much for tuning into the program that I hope you feel a part of. And I mean, I think with the team we have, it's safe to say we can get the FA Cup. Pardon me. I think we can get to the semifinals of the Champions League. And these next couple games are going to really define us to see if we can get through these next couple games. I think we'll be in good shape to get a second place and hopefully get some good signings in the summer and move forward. It's going to be a short transition window, as you know, because we got the World Cups. and all eyes are going to be on that, except for now I'm debating on who to go for because the U.S. is not in there. Do I go for France, England? Who knows? We'll see. I want to thank you so much for tuning into the program that I hope you feel a part of, and got about a minute 40 left, and just want you to think that we all bleed the same color. You know, we're all beautiful when we come together, folks, and we need to. And I just want to say I can't mention her name, but one of my members of my support group that I had passed away on the 15th of January from her myopathy, and my thoughts and prayers go out to her family and stuff, and this is the support group. I'm not mentioning any names, but it's why I do what I do, you know, to be there for people and to help people. And you're not always going to, you don't always know God's plan, but just know that he's there. He's there. That's why I do what I do here, you know, to try to bring people together. Doesn't matter what you believe, what you support. Learn. Know what people stand for. Know what they're about. Come together because we all bleed the same color. And with the firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until this Thursday, good night and God bless. Goodbye.